This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Things external is not always what it means in the sight of Allah. One. Second, the things that happen outside, the incidents that happens outside, does not always bring result as I think based on my external knowledge or what I am seeing. Not every bad will end up with bad, and not everything, every good external will end up in good. Famous verse in the Quran that many of us are familiar with. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Baqarah. You may love something and it is bad for you. And you may hate or dislike something and it is good for you. And in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the context of marriage actually, He said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You may dislike or hate something, don't want it, but in it, وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, in it, in that thing that you don't like, خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That Allah, out of this thing, and this thing could be anything, that you didn't like, you hate, you didn't want it to happen, or you're asking yourself, why this happened to me? Allah will bring from it khayran kathira. We have seen this a lot in the seerah, actually. In the seerah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam lived it. We all, right, majority of us, learned or know about, or we should learn, especially these days, about Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, where if you read, and this is basically an agreement, right, between the believers led by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and al-kuffar, disbelievers. This is the two groups. Disbelievers and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and all the righteous people of the khulafa, the 10 that were given Jannah. You can imagine the disparity between the two groups, right? Who's better in the sight of Allah? Of course, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahaba. But if you read it, if you read in it, what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was signing and he signed, the first thing come in from your mouth and mine and anyone, this is not fair. Why is this is happening to us? Why we are accepting it, including Sayyidina Umar, came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because just to give you one example, it started by Sayyidina Ali was writing it. So it was started by Muhammad Rasulullah. Like this agreement is between Muhammad Rasulullah. The kuffar stopped Sayyidina Ali and says, if we know he's a Rasulullah, why we are in disagreement? Remove Rasulullah. SubhanAllah. Remove. Don't put title. Just put Muhammad. Sayyidina Ali couldn't do it. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him and says, do it. Write Muhammad. He wrote Muhammad. And then if you look at there's a lot of injustice, right? There's good, no more fighting for 10 years, but if somebody from the Muslims, right, run back to Mecca, will not send them back. But if anybody from Mecca comes to Medina, you need to send them back. So there's a lot of external injustice. So Sayyidina Umar came to the Sahaba were absolutely unhappy. They were in Ihram, they were going to Umrah after all these years, going to Mecca, and before they, at the Hudaybiyah, they stopped them and they signed. And one of the points that they signed, no Umrah this year, you will go back. Imagine this. Imagine this, we're getting ready, have the Umrah prepared or Hajj, right? Visiting Allah's house. And then they say, nope, the plane canceled. Your visa didn't arrive. What happens to us? Now imagine that. So Sahaba were really unhappy. They couldn't. It was very hard on them. Sayyidina Umar came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alasna ala al-haq? Alasna ala al-haq? Are we not upon the truth? Are we not the people of truth? Isn't not what we believe in is the truth? He said, yes. And he said, why are we doing this? why we are signing this, why we are accepting this externally. عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا. You may, when Allah knows us, He's our creator. You may dislike something. You may hate something. You may see a lot of injustice in it. ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. And in it, from it, a lot of خير is going to come. What happened? في صلح الحديبية, the conqueror of Mecca. As they were going back, after signing, Allah revealed, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. Surah Al-Fath. We have already opened to you a great victory, clear victory, clear opening. Opening, we just signed a treaty that is very unfair. So the first lesson, and this is what Surah Al-Kahf, in the story of Sayyidina Musa, keep reminding you and me, don't judge by the external. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates is not the way you and I, number one, operate, and not the way you and I perceive things. We're human. We're weak. What do we know?